Wi-Fi card in there, and he's actually on the call as he's driving. Am I right, Dave?
That's correct.
Can you believe that, Jimmy?
I believe anything these days.
Unbelievable. And just a few other people. We have Maria from New York. We've got Donna from Ontario, Canada. We've got Kyle from Calgary. Glad to have you here. We've got John from Wisconsin. We've got Jim from Ohio. We've got Chuck and Nikki Passant from Arizona. We've got Pat from Kansas City. We've got Stan. We've got a whole bunch of people on this call, Dave. It's kind of exciting. Usually when we have a call like this, especially after convention, it's a lot of fun. For those of you who are on the call, just a little bit of housekeeping. We're going to get started in just a minute. For those of you who are on the call, just a couple things. Number one, if you're on the computer, what I'd like you to do is make sure on the Q&A, you can go ahead and ask some questions. At the end of the call, we're going to field some of those questions, especially last time Jimmy wasn't able to do that because we cut him off. This time we're going to make sure that we get some of those question and answers in there. You can write those on there. For those of you who are on the call, Dave, how do you get them to raise their hand again?
If they press star 2 on their phone, it's going to raise their hand for me to see them, and then I can call on them from there and unmute them, okay?
Okay, good. So do you want to mute the call? Dave, do you want to mute the call right now?
It's muted right now, so it's just me, you, and Jimmy live.
Okay, good, great. Okay, that will get rid of some of the stuff. Have you started the recording yet?
Yes, you're set.
Okay, great. Dave knows how to do all that. I have no idea how to do that, and I don't think I ever want to learn how to do that, but it's kind of fun to have Dave and stuff. So, you guys, we got again another special guest, Jimmy Dick from North Carolina. He's going to be talking to us along. We're actually going to interview him. We're going to talk to you a little bit about a concept that he introduced to us called Becoming a Success Unit. And we're going to talk specifically about that tonight and help you understand a little bit tonight why it's so important. And Jimmy's going to explain a little bit about that and kind of the intricate details of that. So we're going to go ahead and get started. A couple of things before we do, a few announcements. Number one, there's a Treat 'Em Right in Kansas City. Both Super Dave and I are going to be there. We will be there with at the Treat 'Em Right. It's on the 17th of October. There's another Treat 'Em Right in Detroit, Michigan. On what date, Dave?
That's at the end of November, and we're going to be in Las Vegas on 7th or 8th of November.
Okay.
And
so we've got two
Gary,
in November.
Gary Cadet probably knows when we're supposed to be in November 20-something. The weekend before,
you,
I think.
You can find all that information on, obviously, go to your send-out card site. Go to if you go to site index, schedule
event,
yeah, and then you'll find the Treat 'Em Rights, and it'll tell you the Treat 'Em Rights till the end of the year. The other thing that we will have, we're not going to in October because Dave and I have such a busy schedule, do a 90-day success seminar, so we won't be doing that in October, but we will be doing one in November. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about is that we've got some cool stuff, the sock box. There's going to be more information on that on Thursday night's call. Make sure you get on that call Thursday night at 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. You want to get on a call to answer your questions. There also customer service can fill those and answer a lot of those questions as well. So those are the kind of the events that are coming up. For those of you who are looking to do home parties, there's going to be a great training on how to do that and all that kind of stuff as well. So enough of the announcements. Dave, do you
have
any other ones?
DeMar, before we get off of that, on October the 17th in Charlotte, North Carolina, Executive Bridget Brush and I and Senior Manager Chuck Farrington will be doing an all-day Saturday event, Super Saturday, in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know the location. If people want to know where that is and get the folks there, you know, get them there and we'll help them out. Just go to my email, jdick3, that's J-D-I-C-K, the number 3, at Carolina, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A, dot R-R, dot com. Again, that's jdick3 at Carolina, dot R-R, dot com. And, you know, put your folks there and we'll get them fed. So that'll be Saturday the 17th in Charlotte.
If those of you who went to the training or the workshops on Thursday, the morning session, you'll know Jimmy Dick is very powerful. You get him there and he'll put the spread on the bread. So make sure that you get him there. He's incredible. He's one of my mentors, by the way. I first started in network marketing. In a previous company, Jimmy Dick came along and he was one of the top 10 money earners, and he was, I always get to his trainings because he was one of the most exciting trainings, and it was just a lot of fun. He'll make you laugh and he'll make you cry, and he'll do a good job of both, and he'll teach you what you need to do to get your business growing. So you want to get to that event if you're on the East Coast, and we will send an email out once we get the information as well. We'll also send an email with Jimmy Dick, information. Jimmy, plan on a lot of people. In fact, if you can hurry up and get us the location, we can get that out to a bunch of people and get that circulated. So
yeah, I'll do that. I don't know if Bridget Brush is on the call tonight, but if she is, Bridget, if you would just get that information directly to DeMar as soon as you get it, and we'll see that you get it. And we'd love to, you know, see everybody. I mean, we found a lot of people, DeMar, here in the Carolinas area that didn't even know we were here. So we just really got to get everybody plugged in. And look, it's about helping anybody anywhere you can. So if you'll send your people here, we'll treat them just exactly like they were our personal sponsor. Now, I'll promise you we'll help them. If they want it, we'll help them get it.
And that's just the way Jimmy works. He's always willing to help everybody. All during the convention, people were around him, and he didn't care if they were cross line, down line, any line. Jimmy was willing to answer any questions and help anybody that he wanted to. Again, for those of you who don't know who Jimmy Dick is, let me introduce him properly. He is the number 5 money earner in the company. He's been in network marketing for 40 years. Over 40 years, he's helped consult with many companies. He's constructed this kind of comp plan with 3 other companies. He helps develop their compensation plan, so he knows this compensation plan inside and out. He came into a company that was $1 billion. He helped grow it to $1 billion. That's with a B. He had over 250,000 distributors in his organization. He trained all over the country. He had a motorhome that he used to travel. I remember it was a white motorhome. He'd travel all over the country and do seminars all over, teaching people how to build a successful business. So that's who we have on the call tonight. We've had him on the call again, and we're going to have him on more and more because he is a master networker. And I don't want to pat him on the back too much, but the reality is he's the best of the best, and we've got him in send out cards, and he's helping us grow our business in every way that he possibly can. Tonight's call, we're going to talk a little bit about something that Jimmy talked about at the convention, at the training. He went over this, and this will be available. We're working on a training to teach people how to build their business in this fashion, because if you want to know how to build a business, Jimmy will teach you how to do that. We'll teach you how to do that so that you can create a big, huge, fat check. And that's what we're all looking for. And tonight we're going to talk about the power of becoming a success unit. Now, that doesn't mean building a success unit. Jimmy talks about becoming one. So, Jimmy, talk to us a little bit tonight and tell us what it means to become a success unit.
Okay, DeMar. Yeah, appreciate your kind words. And if everybody out there is where, those of you who are where you can, pick up a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, because actually doing this is so visual. And if you can kind of sketch it as we go through it. It'll click better for you. But a success unit is the basic building block, and at the convention when we did the training, I opened that training by showing people a picture of a large brick building and asked, what do you see? And, of course, everybody says a brick building. And then the next slide was a single brick. And then I flipped those back and forth and saying, what do you see? And until you learn to see the brick, you can't build the building, because Dave, Super Dave on here, is a bricklayer and understands that, bricks have to be laid methodically, placed one at a time in a very methodical, very exact location, lined up perfectly. And, you know, you can't just bring a dump truck and dump a load of brick on a lot and have it, you know, transform itself into a brick building. And you can't go into a network marketing business and just start internet marketing, slamming and slinging a lot of people up against the wall. And I've heard the thing, if you sling enough mud on the wall, some will stick. The only problem with that theory is this is not mud, it's people. And it's people's hopes and dreams, and it's their aspirations. And, you know, it's their children going through college and saving their homes and paying off their mortgage. So we're dealing with people's lives here, and I don't like it being referred to as just slinging here, and some will, some won't, and so what. And so, you know, just a little side statement here is you find those who want it, and when they do, then as leaders, as a sponsor, you have an obligation to nurture and help that person become successful. And the way to do that is to follow the marketing plan that is laid out. Now, the marketing plan is the plan. Like, if you're going to build that building, you got to have a plan, a building plan, and the marketing plan is the building plan, and the compensation plan is the system of rewards to drive the right behavior to get people to begin to build these blocks, place them one at a time so that out at some future date emerges a large brick building. Well, that's the way we build our businesses. And a success unit in our compensation plan is absolutely very exact, and it's simple. Draw a circle if you have a pen and write you or me in it. Just write me. And then under that, draw three circles and label them 1, 2, and 3 with a line down to each. And then draw a circle around all of that, and that is a success unit. When you join, send out cards. Your goal is to become one of these. So what you want to do is go find three people who want this business. And I repeat that, who want the business. You know, tomorrow we've talked a lot about this down through the years, how people go and try to talk people into doing something they really don't want to do. And then if you are really a good salesperson, you are unfortunate enough and unlucky enough to talk them into it. Now you have a reluctant, resistant, unwilling participant in your business who, if you're a good person with care and compassion, you then feel responsible for their success, and you try to drag them to freedom. And all that does is destroy you. And it's really not a lot of fun to try to build a business with people who really don't want to participate. It'd be kind of like trying to play ball with corpses. You know, you just can't get the game done. And so we want people to understand that is our brick. That's a success unit. So what you want to do is to become one of these. And then you want to teach and help that 1, that 2, and that 3 to become a success unit too. Now, this don't mean you sponsor people and put them under it. It means you help them do it, because if you put them under them, you're going to make dependent reps, and we want independent reps. So go down under the circle that you've got numbered 1 and draw 3 circles. Label them 1, 2, 3, and then draw a circle around the 1 and the 3 circles under it, and you'll notice it overlaps the circle you drew around you and 1, 2, 3. And that is the building block. You just laid the second block. You became a success unit. Now you built 1. And then you build 2. And then you build 3. And when you've done that, you have completed the first business requirement to promote from distributor to manager. Now, as close as you can come to doing this in that exact format, the better it is. Now, it doesn't always work out that way. Some will get 2 and another will have 4, and that's all right. As long as you have 3, as long as you personally become a success unit, that's you and 3 personally sponsored, and then those under them, you want to teach them to do the exact same thing. So now let's get this tomorrow. You become a success unit, and then you take those 3 and you teach them how to become a success unit. You help them become a success unit, then you teach them how to help the people they brought to create their success unit to do the same. And now we're duplicating. It's a methodical, very exact, very deliberate process. And if you do it over time, you'll build a large, powerful, well foundation base, and you'll have a very large and powerful business and be making a lot of money. Now, there are people out there who will teach you all kind of funky ways to build. You know, go straight down and go out to the side and backflip to the left and six levels down and blow out on the seventh and all that. Don't do it. Do it just exactly the way I'm telling you, because this is how this plan was designed to create wealth. So I'm going to stop with that tomorrow and have you come in and make a few comments, but become a success unit and then help each of those three become a success unit, and you promoted to manager. Now, we'll talk later about what you have to do as a manager. In fact, why don't you pick that up tomorrow? Now they're a new manager. What do they do?
Okay, Jimmy, let me ask you a question, though, first. In a previous life and also, well, actually not a previous life, this is exactly what you've been known. You've been known to what we call, what is called the nectar detector. Tell me a little bit about what that means. So people, I mean, before we go there, people say, okay, Jimmy, that sounds great to do that, and that's perfectly geometric, but what do I have to do in order for me to build a success unit? What is the process? Is everybody, I mean, how do I do that? And kind of define that in the term that you call being a nectar detector.
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. In fact, that's an entire different whole seminar in itself. It's called prospecting. And in fact, DeMar and I talked about this, and I don't know if you said anything about it or not, DeMar, but we're going to be doing a series of these chalk talks, and we're going to handle different subjects, and prospecting is going to be one. We're going into more detail. Pitfalls in building your business, you know, how to handle objections, you know, these kinds of things, just handle different subjects so we can help people get along. But okay, how do you find these people? Okay, you need three people. Well, it's about a mindset. When you approach, let's say tomorrow you approach me and you want me to get into business, 99.9% of the people listening on this call, when they go to talk to someone about send out cards, their expectation is and their goal is to sign them up as an entrepreneur. And their expectation is for them to be an entrepreneur. And when you do this, if you have that mindset, then you're going to fail 98-99% of the time. Because we should not approach people with a preconceived notion that they're going to sign up, nor should our goal be to get them to be an entrepreneur. Now, people say, whoa, wait a minute. So, you see, what you really want to do is you want to go with the right mindset. And I tell people as a prospector, I have never failed. I'm 100% successful, and I am. Because, you see, when I approach someone about send-out cards, my goal is not to sign them up. My goal is to determine if they are interested or not in being in my business. And my goal is to get an answer. And I have always gotten an answer. There are three possibles. Yes, no, maybe. A no, I move on. A yes, we move on to starting to get them involved. A maybe, I find out what information they want, help them get the accurate, honest information so they can make an informed decision. And if it's yes, then we move on into sponsoring them. Now, signing them up is an act. Sponsoring them is an ongoing process of nurturing till you teach them how to become a success unit and how to build the success units of the legs that they've started and repeat that over and over and over. So they become one, build one, and teach them to do the same. It's all about duplication. So the analogy I use for that is if you really want to be successful in networking, you want to be like a hummingbird. And that's where I got the nickname Nectar Detector, because that hummingbird will teach you how to build a powerful, large network marketing business. A hummingbird has to check 1,400 flowers a day in order to get enough nectar to be here tomorrow. Now, if he wakes up in the morning and pulls his head out from under his wing and lollygags around and yawns and picks his nose and drinks coffee, he don't do that. When he wakes his head up, it's good morning, America, and I'm going, he's out of here. And when he hits a flower garden, he don't stop on a flower waiting for it to grow nectar. He don't sit there and peck flowers who don't want to have nectar. He don't argue with them. He just checks. And if it's there, he takes it. If it's not there, he moves on. He don't get his feelings hurt. He don't take it personal. He just going, bzz, 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 bzz. And whenever there's nectar, bzz, he's got that one. So what I tell people is be like that hummingbird. You go through the masses of humanity, that flower garden of humanity. You check everybody you come in contact with and see if they are interested. Remember, your goal is to get an answer. and I always get an answer. And it's okay. They're not interested if they are. And you want to keep going until you find someone who wants your business, and then you'll be successful because now you have someone who wants it, who will work with you, who's trying, and it's just a lot more fun and a heck of a lot more productive to be working with people who want to be involved, people who want to make a change, people who want to make money, people who love send out cards. That makes it a whole lot more fun. Now, give you my numbers. I usually check through, I probably check around 100 flowers before I find nectar. You know, wait a minute. You mean you do 100 presentations? No. I can do the checking in about 30 seconds. I've become a master at sorting. So you got to sort tomorrow, not sell. Sorting means check to see if they're interested, have realistic expectations, a goal to get an answer. If it's no, move on. Don't take it personal. So for me, there is no rejection in prospecting. But that's the way. That hummingbird will teach you the secret. Go until you find someone who stops you. Stop. Teach that person how to become a success unit. That's them. Go find three. Help them find three. And teach them then to go do the same thing. Who will teach them to do the same thing? Who teaches them to do the same thing and do it over and over and over again? And any time your business is not going where you want it to go, and if you're ever in doubt, things are bogged down, it's not working, nobody's working with you, and simply go out and start sorting. Don't stop until somebody grabs hold of you like you were. They were drowning in water and you were a piece of rubbish floating on the water and you've saved their life. Wait till somebody grabs you and they want this thing. And then you help that person become a success unit. And then you teach them how to help the three they sponsored become success units and see that they teach them to do the same. It's a three-step process. Do it over and over and over and over, and you will be successful. You'll have a well-built, well-structured, well-founded organization and some future date with literally thousands of distributors, thousands and thousands of customers, sending cards, sending gifts, and a big, handsome check with two numbers left of the comma every month, month after month after month. Now, this is not a 100-yard dash. This is a marathon. If you're looking to make $15,000 next month, go find some binary deal that's going to be here about 4, 5, 6 months and be gone. This is something that's to keep you here on and on and on. You work this hard, work it right, work it for 5 to 7 years, and it'll take care of you and your family forever.
I love that analogy. Jimmy, I want to get Dave on the phone. Dave, are you still on the phone? I hope you are. He was traveling as he was driving, but he had a couple of questions that he wanted to ask, and wanted to see if he was going to ask those right now. Dave, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Dave. After hearing what Jimmy has to say about becoming a success unit and teaching other people to become a success unit, you being a bricklayer, ask Dave the questions you were talking about earlier today.
Well, first of all, I want to make a couple statements about what he just said. You know, when he was on stage, I heard his numbers about 100. He would find one out of 100. And automatically, in send-out cards, we think, okay, he's doing 100 gift accounts before he finds one. That's not what he said at all. What he's saying is in 30 seconds, he checks that flower for nectar and see if they fit maybe form, if you will. There's many of acronyms. There's all kinds of things out there you can check with. You check with form, F-O-R-M, or you can check with Ford, F-O-R-D. Or you can just simply say, are you looking for extra money? You can just get right to the point. And I'm sure I'd like to see how Jimmy, what's his 30-second process there?
I just asked the question, Dave. You know, a lot of times people say, hey, is this one of those pyramid things? Now, in my early days when I was young and egotistical and stupid, I would say, you know, it's not a pyramid. It's legal. And I'd take a lot of pride in gutting them right in front of as many people as I could. But you know what I do now? Is this one of those pyramid things? I say, yeah. Yeah, you like them? And they say, nah, I wouldn't do nothing. I say, well, this is not something you'd be interested in. And boom, like that hummingbird, my wings are flapped. I'm gone. But if they say, you know, yeah, I know somebody made a lot of money in one of those things. I say, well, you're going to love this one, baby. When can we get together? I got to show you this thing. So I just ask the question. And, you know, as you're out there pumping gas at a pump or you're in the line at the store, don't get into trying to do a presentation on send-out cards. just say, Bubba, in general chat, in general conversation, say, hey, what do you do? And you might say, well, I lay brick. And I say, well, I do too. But I lay what I call success units. And listen, would you be interested in looking at a way that you can have a lot of fun, make a lot of people's lives positive, change, help a lot of people change their lives, make a lot of money and have a lot of fun? Would that be something that would interest you? And if you say, no, I'm gone. If you say, well, maybe, what depends, what is it? And I say, well, when can I get you some information? If you say, yeah, I'm interested in making some more money, I say, okay, well, then let's set a time and sit down and talk. I call it the 30-second check. It's like, you know, when you go to check the oil in a vehicle, you just pull the dipstick out and look. You don't have to pull the doggone oil pan off to check it. And most people in network marketing are pulling the oil pan off. And then you're just wasting their time. Just check with people and see if they're interested. So, you know, there's the main thing about the pitch is don't emulate or copy anybody. Don't be scripted. Be yourself. Be natural. And just have conversations. And just and don't ever apologize for being in network marketing. I mean, if that's going to be a problem for them, you just as well find it out up front and move on if they got a problem, right?
I agree.
Somebody can take them to a therapist and do psychotherapy or educate them, but that's their problem. I'm not into that. If they got a problem with network marketing, I want to know that up front. I'm delighted to know that so I can move on, find somebody who wants to make some money.
Right. I love it.
Dave, Jim, just one thing I want to ask. So let's say I get three people, and they said that they were committed and they want to do it, but yet I find out that I've got those three people, and they don't call me back or they're not interested. What do I do?
Okay, well, you've signed up three people. Once you've signed them up, DeMar, then the sponsoring begins. I call it like fathering a child. You know, I could father a child in just a minute or so, but being a father is a lifetime process. So signing up somebody is not sponsoring them. Once you sign them up, they've agreed to allow you to sponsor them, and so you should sit down and have an understanding. I'm here to help you, and you're going to need to do this, this, and this. I want you on DeMar's Monday night call. You're going to go to this Treat 'Em Right, and you're going to send these cards, and we're going to do these things. Now, if they don't do these things, then you can't make them do them. And once you find yourself struggling with them, once you find yourself trying to drag them through the portals of freedom, once you find yourself arguing with them or trying to follow up or calling them to get them to come to the meeting, it's time for you to say to them, look, DeMar, I don't know what your reasons are and it's none of my business, but for whatever reason, you're either unwilling or unable at this time to do the things that you need to do to be successful, and what you're doing is attracting failure. Now, DeMar, I'm not going to participate in failure. I'm about success. I won't call you anymore. I'm not going to badger you. It's none of my business. But when you get ready, if you ever do, to commit to be successful, if you'll call me, I'll help you. But I'm not going to contact you anymore. Leave that person and go start the process of sorting till you find somebody who wants it and start again. I actually have an individual who I told that to who was at the conference because he called me and says, hey, I'm ready to get started. Probably 6 or 8 months had elapsed. And what I need to do, I said, well, the conference is next week. You need to be there. Well, I can't do it. I said, well, then you're not ready. And he said, we'll work it out. And he did. So that's somebody that's committed. The real thing about building a successful networking business is a piece in the Bible says, don't cast your pearls before the swine, lest they turn to rend you to pieces. There's so much wisdom in that. Do not try to help people who do not want your help. Do not try to get people to build a business who do not want to build a business. So if you happen to be unlucky enough, you're a good enough salesperson to talk them into it, and then they're not doing it. You find yourself struggling with it. It's time to cut that one loose and go find somebody. Now, remember this. Over the next 5 to 7 years, and send out cards tomorrow, Dave and all you guys, our goal is to find three individuals in a 5 to 7 year period that we can sponsor who will build to executive or higher. And if you do that, you're free. Baby, you've built a walk away. Take care of your family, residual income stream.
That, yeah. I mean, you guys got it there. Hey, Jimmy, we're running out of time. I've got a couple of people. Dave, I've got a couple of people that said that the call stopped.
That the call stopped?
Yeah. Does that just
nope,
in a couple
still
areas.
Going. Still
so,
going.
I don't
we're
think so,
gone.
Though.
Yeah, we're still live, DeMar.
Okay, good. I want to answer, Dave, you got some of the questions that are on there. I want to answer some of the questions that are pertaining to building a business. There are some questions about the different new products and stuff like that. If you're interested, we introduced a couple of things at convention, new products and new promotions and stuff. If you want to be on Thursday, call for that or call customer service with that. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the other questions that are on here. One of them, Jimmy, is that there's some people that are interested in going to your Super Saturday. Do you know what month that's going to be?
October 17th.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and so you just don't know the location. What city that's going to be in?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, Charlotte, North Carolina. So those are at least in a what would you say the radius that they need to be there for sure? What mile radius?
Well, it's that depends on how serious they are about achieving freedom and building their business. I've DeMar, when I'm building my business, I've driven to Atlanta from South Carolina. I've driven to New York from South Carolina. I've driven to Tennessee to go and hear great people, great leaders, great builders, and get ideas as to how to build my business. So it just depends on, how serious are you? I would say the Virginia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, North Georgia, East Virginia, East Tennessee, and the Virginia area. I'd say that's all within a two and a half hour reach to Charlotte. And if you are there, and you got people in the area, I've just found a lot of people at convention who are like up here 30 minutes from me, and people who are, in Charlotte that didn't even know we existed. So if you got people in the area, get them to that meeting so we can get everybody plugged in and become one big family. Let's help everybody.
Okay, good. Here's an interesting question, Jimmy. I don't know if we want to answer it, and if you want to pass on it, that's okay. Someone was interested in how do they build a success unit via Sockbox. I don't think that you can you, Jimmy, because a success unit is distributors. Am I correct?
Yeah. The success unit is entrepreneurs. However, and this is going to confuse a lot of people, but in promoting, if a person who is a referral associate, an RA, which is selling the sock box only, that's another level entry with a whole new target market. That's a product that is basically a home party type product. Can be used, there's other applications for it, but if that person wants to become an affiliate and sell the sock box and do home parties, and they sell 10 within 30 days, they become a qualified referral associate, a QRA, and that QRA counts as one of the legs to help promote you. What I would say with that is don't focus on building it that way. If it falls in place, that's just a bonus. But you focus on finding three and helping them find three. If one of those fall in as a qualified referral associate, which helps promote you, that's just really a nice thing to have happen. It's a bonus. And because that's a different product that's focusing on a very specific target market, which is, the in-home parties like Tupperware and Scentsy and Passion Parties and that kind of thing. Now, the good part of that is that's going to grow your business faster, create activity, and there are people out there who that's what they want to do and that's what they will do, and that's just going to help your business. But focus on building your success units out of the entrepreneur positions.
Here's a question, Jimmy, by Cynthia out of South Carolina, so she'll probably be at your event. It says, each of the steps, distributor manager, senior manager, are separate groups. You get paid different percentages as well as you go along. And she's talking about the percentages. Talk a little bit about that, a little bit how the process works on that.
I'm not sure.
Not on the compensation, but on how you build the different advance to different leadership positions.
Okay, yeah, sure. The advance from starting as a brand-new distributor all the way to Eagle and beyond, if there is a beyond, we got DeMar at the top of the deal, is a success unit. That's it. That's the brick. And you got to take a lot of these bricks to build that big brick building. So you become a success unit, and that's you and 1, 2, 3. Now, if you graph that out and then you help each of them become success units, that's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and that promotes you to manager. Now, as a manager, you become another success unit. You leave, that group stays there. You move over to manager, and you start building a brand-new team. So you become a success unit, and then you teach those three how to become success units. And if you graph that out, that promotes you to senior manager. Now, as a senior manager, you become yet the third success unit. You yourself become one, and then you start teaching them to build them and help them teach those to do the same, and you want five people in that senior manager group who have done what you have done, and that is completed two success units and help them complete the same, and that will then promote you to executive. As an executive, you build yet another success unit, teach them to do the same, and see that they teach them to do the same, who sees that they teach them to do the same, and so on and so forth, and that's the way you go all the way. Remember, it's the basic building block from day one all the way through. When you become an eagle like DeMar just did, then DeMar's goal is to now, as an eagle, become a new success unit and go find three and then help these three find three and teach them to help them do the same, who does the same, who does the same, over and over and over. It's just cookie cutting. Don't break it. Don't try to sexy it up. Don't try to frilly-dilly with it. Just do it over and over and over. So it's do it, you become one, and then you help them become one and teach them to do the same. So you see that they help their people. So you're working basically you and two levels below you. That's your influence. If you find yourself directly working with somebody on your fourth or fifth level, what you're doing is you're working a failed leg in your organization. That's your failure. Because you failed to teach or you failed to bring in the right person. That's going to happen where we're not perfect. We're human. Just understand it is. So if you sign up somebody and they fall out, then you reach down and take that grandchild and treat it as if it were your child. You teach them to do what you would have done if you personally sponsored them and keep the process moving on. It's kind of like a chain letter. Just don't let it break. Just keep doing it and teaching them to do it. And, folks, I tell you, it's methodical, but that's the way to build a powerful, large, stable income.
And, you know, Jimmy has done it over and over and over again. You don't build a 250,000 people in an organization using this kind of comp plan without building those building blocks like Jimmy is teaching us tonight. Now, there's another thing that I wanted people, we kind of opened a can of worms, and I'm going to kind of answer this, Jimmy. Someone asked, is a QRA, you can get all that information online, you can call customer service on it, but the sock box is just a stepping block to move people into the entrepreneur package.
It's don't get bogged down on that tonight. Don't try to,
yeah,
it's all coming out, there'll be a lot of information, there's going to be videos online that explains it. It's just a simple, it's a product that can be purchased for, it's a low entry level where the individual who wants to go and do home parties has a product that they can sell where it's a box with a disc in it, and they can buy that for $49 at the party, and they can stick the disc in and it sets it up, and that allows people to send 10 cards, and it's got the cards in the stamp, and they can reload that, reload it so that we've got these customers. And just that whole system, Don't worry about that tonight. You don't have to, because there's going to be lots of information coming out, and you'll have all of that. And it's not another building method. It is another product. It's another tool. It does not change our marketing system, our marketing plan, or our comp plan at all.
Right, exactly. Now, Jimmy, next week we're running out of time. Next week, Jimmy, are you committed to be on the call next week?
Yeah, I'm committed to be on the call next week. And, you know, we can talk about whatever you like. Tomorrow, pick a subject. There's a number of subjects we can go on. Prospecting's one, pitfalls to building a business, whatever you need to do that would give
next week, Jimmy, I want to talk about prospecting and building a list, if you don't mind. And I'd like to have that perspective from Jimmy Dick. So next week, don't miss our call because Jimmy, Dave, and I will be on the call discussing how to make a list and how to prospect. And we'll go from there. Hey, everybody, thanks, Jimmy, for being on the call again tonight. I know it's a little bit late there in North Carolina, and I know you go to bed early. Just kidding, guys. He does it. But, Dave, do you have any closing words just to close off the call?
Nope, I absolutely do not. I think everything is well answered. I do want to, however, open the call up and just have everybody say goodnight. Is that all right?
Yes, that's great. Go ahead and do it. And,
okay.
Jimmy, again, thanks for being on the call. We'll
My pleasure,
DeMar. Next week.
Good night, all. And be sure to get everybody in your that's anywhere close to Charlotte to the meeting.
Great, great,
okay.
Great.
We'll get an email out with the address, too. So
we'll
good
do.
Night, everybody. I'm going to open up the call here. Go ahead and say good night.
Good night.
Thank you, DeMar.
Good night.
Good night, DeMar. Thanks.
Hi from Aurora, Colorado.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Good night from Kansas.
Good night, Jimmy. Good night, DeMar.
Great from Notre Dame. Good job, DeMar.
Thank you.
Good job,
Nebraska.
Great
one.
Great.
Good night from West Virginia.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Did
you
get another one?
I don't. No. That's my goal for tomorrow is to do that, too. My goal for tonight, before I go to bed, regardless of what time it is.
Thanks, everybody. We're going to close off the call.
Okay.